another pastime about man-woman attachment based on lust to enjoy. Further descendants of Puruvra, King Nahusha, and he had a son, Yati. Yati knew that royalty made one blind to self-realization, so he refused to become the ruler when his father offered him. Once the daughter Sharmishta, the daughter of King Vrishaparva, was walking in a palace garden along with her girlfriend Devayani, who was the daughter of Shukracharya. Very beautiful garden full of flowering trees and singing birds. And they played in the water, left their clothes in the bank, swimming about and throwing water on one another. And suddenly they saw Shiva passing by and Nandi with his wife Parvati. Sharmishta and Devayani were embarrassed, so they tried to cover themselves quickly because of their nakedness. But somehow their garments got exchanged, and Sharmishta and Devayani wore each other's dress. Devayani rebuked Sharmishta. She says, "What is this? Doesn't she know the etiquette? She's put on my dress. She's like a dog stealing ghee meant for a sacrifice. I am the daughter of a brahmana, Shukracharya. And we brahmanas have created the very universe by our austerities. And this Sharmishta is merely a kshatriya. She's like a shudra trying to take charge of Vedic knowledge." For Sharmishta, being the daughter of a kshatriya, she's not too tolerant. She became very angry after being rebuked with such cruel words. And then she told Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya the Brahmin, "You beggar! You talk too much. You waited our father's house depending on us for your livelihood, just like a crow." But then the infuriated Sharmishta grabbed all of Devayani's clothes and threw her into a well, then returned home along with her friends. That's really the kshatriya spirit. And Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, the Brahmin daughter, she was trapped in a well. By chance, King Ayati, who was the king of the region, he came to drink some water from that well, and he found naked Devayani inside the well. Maybe this is the origin of the wishing well. Maybe he was wishing to find a beautiful girl, and he came to that well, and that well fulfilled his wish. He's very surprised to see this naked damsel in the well, so he gave her a piece of cloth to cover herself. Then he took her out of the well, and she said, "Listen, you've touched me, taken my hand, so now I'm your wife. It's arranged by Providence. Please protect me." But this type of marriage was not really sanctioned by Shastra, a high-class Brahmin marrying a Kshatriya. Yati didn't like it. But anyway, he accepted it because he was attracted by her beauty. Devayani went home crying to her father, and Shukracharya heard about the king's daughter's misbehavior. He became very aggrieved. So Shukracharya took his daughter Devayani, then he marched off to King Vrishaparva's palace to complain about his daughter's misbehavior. Vrishaparva understood his Gurudev was coming. He went out and offered dandavats and begged him to not be angry. So seeing the humility and submission of the king, Shukracharya gave his angry and said, "Please fulfill Devayani's desire." And Devayani said, "When my desire is, King Vrishaparva, since I was insulted by your daughter, whomever I marry, your daughter, she has to be my maidservant. And then Shukracharya, when the marriage was done, he gave his daughter Devayani to the king Ayati. He said, all right, you take my daughter, but make sure this king's daughter, who's her maidservant, this Sharmishta, you never lie down with her. So Sharmishta, seeing that Devayani gave birth to a beautiful son, she surreptitiously approached Ayati and begged for his son. So he was in a dilemma. The king was bound by a warning from the powerful Brahmin Rishi Shukracharya. But then on one side there's a Shastras that if a woman, a Kshatriya cannot refuse a surrendered woman. Anyway, he enjoyed with that woman. When Devayani understood that Sharmishta was pregnant from her husband, she went wild, ran off to her father's house. The lusty king Ayati followed his wife Devayani, tried to appease her with sweet words and massaging her feet. But Devayani was not pacified. When Shukracharya understood the situation, he said, you fool, you untruthful fool, you broke your promise, lusting after women. I curse you to be attacked by old age and weakness. And Yati said, listen, I'm a young king. I haven't satisfied my lusty desires. Be merciful. So then King Shukracharya understood that this curse was not so good for his lusty daughter. So he gave a concession. All right, if you can trade your old age with someone, then you can continue being young. So then he went to his different sons from Sharmishta and Devayani and said, I want to enjoy sex more. Can you trade my youth, your youth for my old age? And different sons refused for different reasons. And finally, one son who was a son of this King Ayati and the Kshatriya daughter Sharmishta, Puru, he said, how can a son ever repay his debt to his father? So certainly I'll do it. So they exchanged. Puru became old, King Ayati became young. He did all kinds of yajnas and charity. Externally, the king Ayati appeared to be a materialist, but actually he wanted to become a pure devotee Narayan. So he also worshipped Lord Narayan. He ruled the earth for 1,000 years. So though he enjoyed a lot, eventually he became disgusted with sex life. While in this mood of renunciation and thinking of giving up his family, Yati narrated an interesting story to Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya. He said, oh, my beloved wife, I'm going to tell you a story about some goats, a male goat and a female goat. But actually, this goat represents me. Once a goat was wandering in the forest and saw a she-goat helplessly stranded in a well. So he dug up the earth with his horns so she could climb up somehow. She's very beautiful. So they engaged in many erotic activities together. The whole story which parodies his own story. And he concluded by saying, my dear wife Devayani, I'm exactly like that he-goat. I've been captivated by your beauty and forgotten the goal of human life, which is self-realization. A lusty person can never satisfy his mind, even if he has everything in the material world. King Ayati was said to his wife, 9:19, text 13. Oh, my beloved, yat prithivyam vrihiyavam hiranyam pashavastriya na duyanti mana pritim pumsa kama hatasya cha. A person who is lusty can never satisfy his mind. Even if he has enough of everything in this world, even if he has unlimited grains and rice and barley, and if he has unlimited gold and animals and unlimited women, manapriti, kamahatasya, because he's victimized by lusty desires, nothing can satisfy him. Next verse, 14. Najatu kama kamanam upabhogena shamyati havisha krishna vartmeva bhuya eva pivardate. O Devi, if one pours butter into a fire, it will not diminish the fire but increase it more and more. Similarly, the endeavor to stop lusty desires by continual enjoyment can never be successful. Yadustyaja dramatibir jiryato ya najiryate tam trishnam tukanirvaham sharma kamo jutam tyajet. O Devi, for one who is too attached to material enjoyment, sense gratification is very difficult to give up. Even when one is weak because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification. If one actually wants happiness, he must give up such unsatisfied desires, which are the cause of all tribulations. This is a famous verse which Prabhupada quotes in his shloka book about how powerful are the senses and how dangerous it is to be in association with a woman, even if she's the daughter or mother. This is 9:19:17, which Prabhupada quotes. Matra swasra duhitrava navi viktasano bhavet balavan indriya gramo vidvamsam apikarshati. One should not allow oneself to sit on the same seat, avivikta asana, sit closely on one seat. One should not allow oneself, says na avivikta asana, one should not allow oneself to sit closely on the same seat, even with one's own mother, matra, his sister, swasra, or daughter, duhitra. Why? Balavan indriya gramo, balavan, because the senses are so strong, the indriya gram, the group, the eyes, the nose, the ears, the tongue, the sense of touch. The senses are so strong that even though one may be vidvam, very learned, advanced person, may be very advanced in knowledge, he still may be attracted by sex, karshati. He'll be agitated. Very stern warning. A voice of experience of this great king speaking from the pages of the Amalagyanam, the Parama Pramanam, topmost book of proof and law, Prabhupada's purport. That's very interesting. He says, learning the etiquette of how to deal with women does not free one from sexual attraction. Such sexual attraction is possible even with one's mother, sister, or daughter. Generally, one is not attracted sexually to his mother, sister, or daughter. But if one allows himself to sit very close to such a woman, one may be attracted. this is a psychological fact, that a man is butter and woman is fire, so when they get together, the man melts, becomes excessively attached and attracted. Even if one is highly advanced materially or spiritually, he may be attracted by lusty desires. The object of attraction for his lusty desires may even be one's mother, sister, or daughter. Therefore, one should be extremely careful in dealings with women. Again, one is warned herewith that one should be extremely careful in dealings with women. Prabhupada repeats the same sentence twice in one paragraph. King Ayati goes on preaching to his Brahmin wife, Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, Devayani. Purnam Varsha Sahasram Me Vishayan Sevato Sakrit Tatapi Chano Sabanam Tatapi Chanu Sabanam Trishna Teshu Pajayate. I have spent 1,000 years enjoying sense gratification, yet my thirst to enjoy such pleasure increases daily. My Trishna, my desire increases, my lusty desires increase more and more. Therefore, even in his old age, by dint of his actual experience, Maharaj Yati is explaining how strong are sexual desires, even in old age. Now I will give up all these desires and absorb myself in meditating on God, and give up all the dualities of the mind and free from false identity. Very nice preaching, King Yati. The wise wife, Devayani, understood the meaning of the story about the goats and also his revelations and realizations. So she also followed the path of her husband and gave up her imaginary position as an enjoyer of this temporary world. And she also absorbed herself in Vishnu Smaranam. So in this way, she also achieved liberation from material bondage. This is the story of King Ayati and Devayani.